that's interesting. Excuse me. But for roots, there comes to my mind vaguely that we did something. And some of the things that she used did not come from this county.
Mm-hmm.
They came from Jackson County.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a weed.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple, but not here. We don't have maple trees.
Sure don't. What would you call a big group of trees, of these maple trees growing together?
I would not really know, but I would call it perhaps a grove of trees.
Mm-hmm. Now yesterday, talking about this, you mentioned something, and after I'd gone off tape, but I would like to get on tape. You said your father referred to trees in a way that you had not heard other people refer to. What was
that? A clump of trees was called a mott of trees.
Mm-hmm. And he's the only one you've ever heard use that?
Well, some of the old timers, the older people, would use that. Yes.
Uh-huh.
A mott of trees.
I'm going to describe this and see if you can recognize this type of tree. It's a kind of tree with broad leaves that are shed all at one time, with a bark that peels with little knobs or balls, and with the tough wood that's used for chopping blocks. Do you know of a tree of that nature?
Well, the balls, are you talking about a bodark tree? It has big hard balls.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a...
What is that tree again?
A bodark. B-O-I-S-D apostrophe A-R-C.
Uh-huh.
Bodark.
That's interesting. No, I wasn't familiar with that. Go ahead with the other
kind. The other would be a sycamore tree is the only thing I can think
mm-hmm.
of, or a cottonwood tree that mm-hmm. had the balls that
uh-huh.
shed.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's a little
I didn't more. Particularly know that it was used for a chopping block, but...
I guess it's hard. What about other trees of the area? I know there are a lot of trees that are common in this area that are not common to other parts of the South. Can you name some of those?
Well, of course we have an ash tree.
Mm-hmm.
One tree that I can recall, I don't hear much about anymore, and they probably have all just about gone, but it was a Brazil tree. And the wood is very, very hard
uh-huh.
and of a reddish color.
Mm-hmm.
My brother carved an ash tray out of a piece that had a natural hole in the top
mm-hmm.
and he slanted it, you know, and polished it off. It was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had it. My mother gave it away to somebody. But anyway, Brazil trees, we have cottonwood trees, we have sycamore trees, we have willow trees,
mm-hmm.
oak trees, live oak trees. Now there's several different kinds of oak
mm-hmm.
and I meant to bring this acorn today. We always call them acorns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, live oak trees have acorns.
Mm-hmm.
But this either comes from a white oak or a post oak, and I'm not sure. They don't all bear. There's just a few of them that have been bearing on our place. But the acorn hull is about 2 or 2.5 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And the kernel that fits in is almost as big as a walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow in clusters of 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to go get them almost before they get ripe because the coons will descend on them and overnight swipe out the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about other kinds of trees? I know there are a lot of trees that you just find tremendous quantities out here. Oaks. Live oaks are, of course, one of them. What are some of the other ones that are just everywhere around here?
Mesquite.
Okay, that's, and can you
Wesatch, a little Wesatch up around.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much in this county.
Uh-huh. And,
Mesquite is a real nuisance because mm-hmm. It